Welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Salen, and today the topic is, as usual, inspired by this week's column, which is called Crossroads at Work, What Next? You can find my columns all over worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com, hit the Writings Plus tab at the top of the page, you get a drop-down menu, and you can find my comic strip, the columns, the blog series, videos, all sorts of goodies. I hope you'll follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Salen. I hope you'll like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page. So I am doing the show today via Skype from Park City, Utah. I was in New Orleans over the weekend, and this is after spending 5 weeks in Africa, India, and Dubai, and Abu Dhabi. So I have been on the go, and lots has happened in my life, and lots has happened in the world at large. We'll talk about some of this with our guests today, who are Sherilyn Laban, who's going to join us for two segments of political talk, and Pastor Drew Sams for spiritual rap. Dr. Jennifer Weberman is not with us today, but there's no problem with her pregnancy. She just has work she's got to do. I guess she's wanting to build up the bank account for when the baby arrives. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called I'm Bored. How many times have we heard those two words from our kids? It still blows my mind to hear my kids express the concept of boredom in a world today that is so busy and so much is available. I don't have enough hours in the day. Sleep interrupts my life, but kids still can get bored. I guess we all get used to whatever it is we get used to, but to look at all that they've got available at their fingertips, the idea of ever being bored is just a mind blower to me. Tonight at Dad Chat, for those listening in Santa Barbara locally or live on site, we're going to take on Valentine's Day. Love or hate it, now I hate it, we're going to do Valentine's Day. Now, I've always felt Valentine's Day is a lose-lose for the guys. Women have all these expectations. We're supposed to know exactly what they want, and we're supposed to just be romantic beyond belief. They don't tell us. They don't give us a clue. We're just supposed to know. So I sort of hate Valentine's Day, though I must say my wife is really good. She goes out and shops and buys her Valentine's Day present and then tells me what I got her. This past year, it turned out to be a lot more money than I would have budgeted, but at least she's happy. And when our woman is happy, we have a tendency to be happy. I actually don't subscribe to that happy wife, happy life idea. I think it should be happy wife, happy life, happy husband, and happy life too. It's all the same. If I'm happy, my wife's happy. If she's happy, I'm happy. Maybe the woman, it's a little bit more of a big deal. So this week, I'm Not That Dad vlog is hitting the big jumps. It is a very short video. I'm keeping them short and short and short because that's what you're supposed to do on YouTube, of me skiing the big jumps on a run called Three Kings at Park City Mountain in Utah, and it's sort of fun. But what's been more fun is I have met four of our Olympians who are competing in Sochi in the first ever half-pipe skiing competition. One day I met a guy named David Wise, who's one of the four men on the skiing men's team, and I watched him just practice, not even go for anything big in the super pipe, and it was just awesome. He flew out of that pipe. And then the other day I saw and met three of our women Olympians who are practicing at the super pipe in Park City, which is one of the best in the country. And they were impressive too, but they never get quite the air that the men do. But the air they get is still like, oh boy, I'd be scared to be that high. So it's fun. I like doing ski stuff. And I have to say, February 20th, you need to mark your calendar. Shutterfly is sponsoring Dad Chat. And we're going to have really cool prizes, along with everybody that is there will be able to win something or get something. It's not even win. You just show up at Dad Chat on Thursday, February 20th from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time or 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time. And you can get something very cool. It's the first time at Dad Chat. Also, to be scheduled, GoPro is also going to be sponsoring Dad Chat, and they're going to be giving away a full rig of a Hero 3, all the goodies that go with it. I don't know how much that costs, $300, $400, $500 to a lucky winner at Dad Chat. Don't know the date yet, but stay tuned. So, Richard, if you're ready, I keep on forgetting to do our life lessons. giving you a little bit of a heads up. If you can, let's hear a life lesson.
You got to accentuate the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
All right.
You got to spread joy.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. This, too, shall pass. This, too, shall pass is credited to many biblical figures. Whether it was Solomon or Lincoln who said it doesn't matter. It's true about most things in life. More often, it is offered as comfort in bad times. I suggest it has equal value in the good times, because those, too, pass. So enjoy the good times, celebrate and embrace them, and know that most of the bad times will pass as well. I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at brucesalen.com, and please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you.
You know something? That guy's pretty smart. The good times and the bad times, they all should pass. The column I wrote this week, Crossroads at Work, was a sort of a bad times for me. I went to this dad convention, and I looked around the room, and I was the oldest dad there, and I thought, wow, maybe my time as a dad writer and a dad advocate has to some degree passed. I don't want to give it up altogether. But I went through some introspection and some reflection, and I came out just sort of depressed, sort of sad. I wasn't sure where to go, and I let it sit. I wrote that column, and I wrote another one, which will be published soon, called Epiphany, about really coming to the realization of what I did want to do next. And I will share with you now a little bit of what I'm hoping to do over the next few weeks, months, as I move forward in both my writing and my radio show, which is I'm going to still take on dad issues because they never go away. You're always a parent. I don't care how old your kids are. But some of the issues are less pressing to me personally than they used to be. What is pressing to me is I'm one of the boomers. And our generation, in my opinion, has done more damage to family than good, and more damage to society as a whole than good. And very, very self-centered generation. I think the best thing to come out of the 60s and 70s was some good music. But most of our policies and most of our leaders that are boomers, I think in many ways have really messed up our country. Ironically, I don't even think Obama is a boomer. He may be just out of the boomer range. But the professors at colleges, a lot of our other leaders, take on politics particularly, though I like to talk politics here and there. What I want to take on is how the boomers, how the boomers are going to reinvent getting old. I think we're going to deny it. That's probably the first thing most of us are going to do. We've already heard, you know, 50 is the new 40 and 60 is the new 50 or whatever. And the whole concept of retirement is going to change significantly. So I want to write and talk about it. I'm going to still do dad stuff, but I want to talk about all the interesting developments that are happening in our world, as people are aging, both nutrition wise, fitness wise, lifestyle wise, and to some degree, the political implications of all that. The demographics of our world are getting very old. So we have a big, big, big problem of too many old folk and not enough young folk. Don't you love how President Obama uses the word folks all the time? I find it so demeaning. Anyway, we will talk about Obama and the latest fallout from Obamacare with Sherilyn Harley Laban, who hopefully will be joining us soon. So Richard, I'm going to sign off now. Maybe we'll call Sherilyn and hopefully she'll be with us soon. In the meantime, listen to these messages and stay tuned.